When I have the right to boast, I don't need to boast. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. When I have the right to boast, I don't need to boast. How many times have we felt very proud of ourselves for something? We felt very proud of ourselves for, say, dusting above the doors, dusting above the mantle, dusting where people don't see. And then we go around, I dusted above the mantle, I dusted it. Well, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Good for you. I mean, I hope you'll go right to heaven, you know, when you die. I mean, you know, not before. Not before. You have to live in this interesting world as long as you're here. But when we boast about these things that we do, we haven't done them with love. We've done them looking for someone to approve, looking for someone to think that we're just so good that our defecation doesn't smell, you know. It's really amazing what people do. And, of course, I must say we're all in that. I'm there as much as the rest of you. Well, you know, today I wrote a beautiful letter to all the students, and you said, well, so what? That's your job. You know, you're supposed to write beautiful letters to all the students. You're supposed to be on top of these things. Well, then I proctored about 20 lessons. So what? That's what you're supposed to do, you know. And then I did this. We watched this, what was the name of the movie the other night?
A Rumor of Angels.
A Rumor of Angels. And in there, the young man said to this lady that he was helping, he said, well, I did this and I did that and I did the other thing. And she says, a good workman does that. And we oftentimes want credit for what we're supposed to be knowing how to do. What we're supposed to do. And the young man had broken a board on a fence. And the lady went to his house and said, I want the young man to fix the board. He broke it, you know. And she knew that children had to take responsibility. And so his stepbrother says, I'll come and do it. And she says, no, no, I want the young man to come and do it. And so finally the young man came and did it. And she says, let him do it, you know. And eventually she ended up helping him too. But but the point was, it was his responsibility. And he could not boast and say, well, I did this and I did that, because it was his responsibility. It was his opportunity. And then he came 6 minutes late for his work. And she says, you are 6 minutes late. What must I do to have you start on time? And, I mean, big deal. Here it is, a house out in the middle of the wastelands of the ocean, so to speak. And nobody around, nothing around. There's no time clocks, no anything. And the kid rode out there on his bicycle from town. And as he did, she says, you're 6 minutes late. And so, you see, then she thought, well, maybe I should barter with him. He says, well, you won't find anybody else to do that work for that amount of money. Well, how about if I gave you $2.20 an hour instead of $2 an hour? Would that be enough to get you here on time? Well, I suppose. You know, here he was, maybe about 12, 13 years old, maybe 14. And how many jobs does he get at $2 an hour, you know? And that was quite something. In other words, all the work that he did, she made him feel that that's natural. That's what's expected of someone who takes on a job like that. That's what's expected. And he was going to put the nail in the middle of the board, like many of our fence boards were put up. One screw in the middle of the board, and now they're all coming out. But he was going to put one nail in the middle of the board. And she says, no, 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 higher, 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 higher. And so he got it up in the upper quadrant. Okay, now on the lower. Two nails in there to hold it in place. And she was teaching him good habits. She was teaching him to be proud of his work and to do work that he could be proud of instead of having it slipshod. And then he was going to put the board so it didn't match the other board. And she says, no, 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 match the other board. They should be running straight across. But you see, this is what we sometimes forget. We don't need credit for what we do right. We certainly don't need credit for what we do wrong. But we just don't need credit. And if we do a good job, you can be sure anyone who should know about it, we'll hear about it. Always do our best, and let our boasting be in our doing our best. Let our boasting be in doing those things in the perfect way that we know they're supposed to be done. And when we do things in the perfect way that we know they're supposed to be done, what happens? We are happy with ourselves. We have boasted to ourselves, in fact, that we have done a good job, and we feel very good about it. And we want to go out and say, hey, look what I just did. Isn't this nice? Isn't this nice what I just did? And, of course, other people look at it and say, so you swept the sidewalk and you took all the dirt off the sidewalk. How? What else were you supposed to do? You know? So you piled the brick up and all the brick were even on both sides and the front and the back. What else were you supposed to do? You know, you're supposed to just throw them in there, slop, slop, slop. No. You were careful so the bricks wouldn't get chipped. So whenever they're going to be used for anything in the future, they'll be good bricks to use. Around here, sometimes people just throw them in a pile, and if they break as they go in the pile, that's too bad, you know. Not realizing that some of those concrete blocks cost $2.85 or better each, you know. They're expensive things. And some of the big ones that have round holes in it, they run $5.25, you know. And that's expensive to carelessly throw and break. Well, sure, there's no use for it right at the moment, but we have it here for some reason. We used it for something else, and it'll have a new use to it. When its time is right, it'll have its use, and otherwise not. So we want to be proud of that. Now, I took the drag, and I dragged all the paths around here. Actually, the tractor dragged the paths and did a good job. I merely drove the tractor like a crazy hoon all around on everything. And so when I was done, I put the tractor away, put the drag away, and then I drove around picking up the stones that were on the road that had, you know, come up by dragging. And then Sylvia came along. She said, well, I'm going to go out and work on the path out here. And I had to smile to my inward self. I could have said, well, I've already done that. I've drug it, and it's beautiful, and there's not a thing you need to do. But I didn't say that. I let her go out there and find it out for herself. And she came back, and she says, my, you did a nice job. Now, that's the kind of compliment you want. Not the kind you search for, or not the kind you make happen, but the kind that are just natural. That's the kind of boasting. You want other people to boast for you. If you have to boast for yourself, then you're not really accomplishing anything of any consequence or any worth. So, remember that. It's a great thing when you can speak well for yourself. But let your efforts speak well for you. Let your attitude speak well for you. Let your love, your gentleness, your caring speak well for you. Let everything that's good about your nature speak well for you. And as you do that, wow, all the world will just run to your door to say, hey, I want to be around that beautiful person, that person who does everything well. That's a marvelous thing. And this is where you stand, and this is where I stand. We don't need credit. We just do it. Now, you're giving yourself credit in your acts of kindness to me, because I'm reading them, but that's okay. That's okay. As I read them, I can see whether you're patting yourself on the back or whether you're merely relating facts. And if you have to relate facts by saying, I cleaned the table because somebody else didn't do it, that is rotten. If you say, I put this away because somebody else didn't put it away, that's bad. Or I did this so that this would be in good shape. I cleaned the stones off the walkway so that nobody would slip on them. Well, you cleaned the stones off the walkway because you wanted to have everything neat and clean. Forget this because. The because is asking for credit. The because is doing it because you had a reason. It's just not an act of kindness that just comes out of your heart. Hey, there's sand on the step. I think I'll sweep it off. Hey, Herb's got the blower down his shed there by his house. I'll go down and get the blower, and I can just, you know, do this thing up, wing ding, and everybody's going to say, wow, isn't that beautiful? My gosh, you guys keep your place so nice here. Ha, 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 ha. We just turn the blower on. And that's good. That's good. But that's what we got these things for. That's what we have all these things for. And I think what we're going to do is to take all of our tools and leave out two or three of each, you know, and then lock all the rest away, because we don't need to have them out where they sort of disappear. Now, why do they disappear? Well, I found a whole bunch of them in the woods the other day, out behind the Shangri-La, you know, where the bushes are. I saw something yellow, and I went over there, and there was two shovels, and there was two rakes, and there was a ditched hole digger. I don't know why they were all there, but they were there, and they had been there. I'd seen the yellow thing for a month at least, and I didn't think anything about it. I thought maybe some old fence post or something. But this day, I just happened to walk over and take a look, and there's our tools. They're all rusty and everything. So I brought them in and put them away. But you see, if we have less tools, then people have to ask for them. And if they ask for them, then we say, and then when you're done, put it back. We'll have that opportunity. But if they're available to them without asking, then they're likely not to put them away again. So, you see, we don't need credit for these things. And people oftentimes don't ask for credit. But they'll get the credit by asking us for the tools, because then we'll know that the job is done. And for you and for me, if we ever pat ourselves on the back with a boast, remember, a big boot comes after the pat, right into the hind end, and you go flying. What'd you do that for? Well, I thought that he didn't pat low enough. So, when I have the right to boast, I don't need to boast. And isn't it wonderful to be such a fabulous person like we are? I tell you, we got it made in the shade. I love you, I love you, I love you.